Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Doing?
Got a headache. Oh,
seriously,
today.
How you doing? Come on, how you doing?
Do people know what that is?
I don't know if I know what it is.
But serious.
It's Zoe with his first question of an interview when you try and crack a joke, and it doesn't go over with the interviewee, and then you follow it up with, no, seriously, how you doing? How you doing, coach? How you doing?
But you do it in person, too, sometimes with people. No, not with like us, but with people who just sort of say, hey, how you doing? Sort of the, no, really, I'm really asking how you're doing. I really care. You know, wants to show that you really care. You do that. No, but seriously, how you doing?
I'll be Zoe for a second.
All right.
You be me. It's like, hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing? How you doing, Zoe?
You're
going
to be your A-hole today?
Everybody's on edge.
What the hell is going on?
This is an on-edge Tuesday around
What the
here.
Hell is going
not
on?
Not me. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm all good.
I can't stop laughing. Show's in trouble.
It sure is.
Not in trouble, the ratings or revenue or anything like that.
Oh, just no, definitely not.
In trouble with the boss, or one of the bosses.
It's in peril.
From a creative standpoint,
what the hell are you talking
receiving
about?
Failing grades,
you'll
apparently.
Find out. You'll find
we'll
out.
We'll tell you all about it in just a bit. Let's talk Patriots. Let's do that.
By the way, I got a new cooler. You see my new cooler?
I love your cooler.
Did I see this already?
Getting that for the Tampa game?
Yep. Bringing that with me.
Pack Felger and Mazel. Yeah.
Did you buy that?
No. The fine folks at
what?
At Igloo emailed. If you check your station email.
I can't get in.
Said, hey, go Patriots. Want a cooler? And I said, sure. Send it along.
Where's mine?
Check your email. They probably
emailed you. I can't get in.
I've
told you that. I've told them, like, for the how long have I told the tech people that I can't get in?
This is going on for months.
I check it once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And delete most of it. Without ever seeing it, but
Zoe's been saying it for
I just happened to catch that. I was looking for an email from Wickersham's guy who got back to me, and we're going to have some books on the way. So
nice,
yeah, yeah. So that's happening, but also the cooler people emailed. All right, which side of the ball do you have more confidence in?
Offense. Right now, the offense.
Say offense, defense, what are you feeling right now? And you didn't even hesitate. Offense. So that's after two games right now, the here and now, looking forward, all of it, you say offense.
And I say that relative to what the league has been through 2 weeks. Oh, it's a lot of skill positions. There's a lot of high-flying, three-wide tight end sets, and you're facing a couple that are coming up, and I hope you're going to be able to cover. Yeah, I'm not worried about J.C. Jackson. And the problem with, like, Devin McCourty's so deep that he polices things. You know, you're not going to have the big plays, but I'm worried about teams they're going to be able to just dink and dunk you and just throw it up to 6'5", 6'4", wide receivers, and it's going to be an issue on the other two smaller corners.
I was really hoping you were going to say defense, just so I could then argue against it.
Yeah, it's,
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I agree with Zoe, too, and it's for two reasons. Number one, just offenses are so good now, it seems like. You know, it's so you're going to worry about
your rules, too.
You're going to worry about your defense. They're hamstrung a little bit by some rules, but the offenses that – you know, you end up facing throughout the course of the season are some have such, you know, potent weapons. But on the other side, on the offense, I feel like some of the things that do worry me about them, some of the, not their deficiencies, but some of their lack of execution, I get the feeling sometimes it's by choice. Mm-hmm. You know, the red zone lack of aggression. It's, I don't feel like it's because they can't do it. They have chosen so far in this season not to go crazy with it yet.
I think
they kind of got the reins on Mac Jones a little bit. So if you're asking me which one I feel better about, it's the offense for those two reasons.
I feel that offense is going to evolve more.
Yes.
You know, they're going to start to layer. This kid's only had two starts. He's already gotten two calls, two personal foul calls. The obvious one was the hit to the head. That was a legit call in the Jet game. And the one to the knees was a BS call in game one. But my point is, like, the rules favor the offense so much in this league now, mm-hmm, that you're going to have success. They're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to get Trent Brown back. The tight ends are going to start to pop here. But you're going to be able to figure some stuff out as to what you are, what your identity. And Josh will layer that thing. I worry about, like, the run defense. I worry about some guys looking slow. You know, you got pushed around in the middle. They went and got some big bodies and for 2 weeks in a row, you got walled up. You got walled up, and it's not like they even came in with a 10th to run the ball the last 2 weeks. You're going to face better teams down the road here, better offenses. I don't think you face two very good offenses, you know, the first 2 weeks. I think they're thrilled they won 25-6. I think they're thrilled. Like, hey, we won a game. We put 25 on the board. Defense helped us. Yep, got the picks.
Okay, I don't think the offense should be thrilled with how they've played so far.
I'm thrilled they won 25-6.
And I'm not thrilled with how the offense has performed at this point. But I do have more confidence in them going forward than I do the defense. The defense is supposed... Here's the thing. When you look at the two sides right now, we're sitting here and we're talking about, you know, sort of letting the kid make bigger plays. Yeah. You know, taking the governor off, as you've said a few times, you know, being able to hit the gas pedal, all that stuff you've been talking about. On the defense, they made a lot of moves in the offseason to be better right now. All the things they did, whether it's Godshaw or it's having Lawrence Guy back,
yep,
or it's, hey, Dante Hightower is coming back. They re-signed Kyle Van Noy back. Anderson gets signed. They've done all these things that they were responding to what was a problem last year against the run. They gave up 1.5 in this game on Sunday. That shouldn't take a lot of time to figure out. I'm sorry. That right. should be better right now, right out of the gate, right away.
I'm sitting there. I'm looking at it like, why is Bauer playing ahead of Uche and Winovich? They elevated him up to practice squad week two and threw him in there just because Calvin Noy's down. I'm like, what the hell's that?
Right.
Yeah.
So the front seven to me on the other side, on the defensive side.
Disappointing right now.
It's very disappointing, and it should already be good. There shouldn't be a lot of time to figure that out, how to stop the run.
One guy looks great, and it's Judon.
Good.
Judon had seven.
And I didn't even mention him as one of the
seven pressures, though. But
where would they be without him?
That's my question. Yeah.
Where would they be if they didn't spend all that money on him in the offseason? All these other pieces that are here or re-signed, you know, brought in, whatever it is. This was supposed to, and I didn't even mention Christian Barmore, who I think has actually been pretty good. But they've invested heavily since last season in reinforcements up front, mm-hmm, and they have not paid off yet. And that's very disappointing because that should be happening right away, and it's not. Offensively, there's plenty, I think, to look forward to, at least to have some confidence in, again, opening up the playbook, expanding what it is they do. I do think that it's not entirely fair to say, well, right out of the gate, week one, you should be throwing the ball all over the yard to these new receivers. That is, unfortunately, something that does take time.
Right.
That takes time and growth, and you got to, you know, sort of push everybody along until they get there.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy with their running backs because they need them right now. They do. And I think their job has been made significantly more difficult with the fact that Mac Jones is averaging 6.5 yards a throw. That makes their job so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots don't have the threats down the field that are, you know, making defenses sort of respect it. They just don't. So I think the running backs' jobs have been made more difficult, and they've done statistically what you would look at and say that's average in the league, but I think that it's been pretty damn good. In terms of the eye test, they've been damn good to this point. And James White has reemerged. And they need those guys. Those guys are carrying them right now offensively, their backs. That's not sustainable, but I think there's enough things to look at and say they've got a quarterback who's accurate. They've got a guy who makes good decisions for the most part. They're going to find their way offensively. Defensively, what's the holdup? And it's weird because we're talking about a team that gave up 6 points the other day. 6 points is all they gave up.
You deemed it not worthy enough to give Gilmore his bump because you're content rolling with what you have.
And they should not be content.
After you spend all that money. Guy's former defensive player of the year. He wasn't that far removed from that. He can play. He can still play. I think it could be an issue opposite J.C. Jackson. Just through two games. Just watching those guys play. You know, the smaller nugget, you got some 6'5", 6'4", receivers coming in here next couple weeks. It's going to be very telling.
They got work to do.
Yeah, tough stretch here. We'll see if they can manage it.
Yeah. All right, 617-779-0985. Your confidence level in the offense and the defense, and which one do you put more faith in going forward for this Patriots team? We're talking about that to start today here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you
smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, you know, the Jets do a good job in the running game. They gave us a few challenging plays, so times it was okay. Some things we need to, you know, work on, make sure the players understand.
And along the topic, how about the tackling?
Well, some of it was good, and we missed a few.
It's Mike Reese asking the questions of Bill Belichick. Mike Reese's confidence is waning. That's a problem.
Slap him around.
What do you mean you're going to slap him around?
Wake him up. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with his confidence?
What are you talking about?
Negative Nelly.
He writes, Mike Reese, in his takeaways on ESPN.com. How much is the Patriots' offense holding things back with rookie Mac Jones? Those hoping to see the Patriots open things up in Jones' second career start were disappointed, as it was mostly a conservative approach. Jones was 22 of 30, 186 yards. No touchdowns or interceptions. He hasn't had many long downfield throws. There are reasons for this, of course, starting with some shaky pass protection, particularly at right tackle. The return of the starting right tackle, Trent Brown, next week would be a significant boost, that is. Reese's confidence rating on a 0 to 10 scale is now at 6.2.
From what?
Down from 6.5.
What's he doing, pizza reviews?
He writes that until the Patriots get their struggles in pass protection sorted out, it's hard to imagine them competing with some of the top teams in the NFL. So his sort of major gripe there is on the offensive side of things. I'd like for you to give a score, confidence score, offense and defense, 0 to 10. One bite, everyone knows the rules.
7.1 offense. 7.0 defense.
Okay, you might be a little too positive when Mike Reese is giving them a 6.2 overall. Factor that in. Factor that in. Mike Reese said a 6.2.
It's like a D minus.
Is it?
Yeah.
62? Is that like getting a 62 on a test?
Oh, if I get a 62 out of 10, like say, hey, how good looking do you think I am? On a scale of 1 to 10, and someone says 6'2", that's a kick in the nuts to me. That makes me rethink things. What's wrong with my hair? What's wrong with my face?
I'm not, nothing.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to give them a...
Hey, Hardy, what kind of golfer do you think Hardy
I'm gonna
is?
Give them
on a scale
a,
of 1 to 10. Oh, he's about a 6.2.
I'm going to give him a...
Oh, I wish.
A 5'8".
Wish I were that good.
5'8 defensively and a 6'1 offensively. 5'8
defense? Wow.
5'8 and 6'1.
That's an F.
It's a scale of 0 to 10. 6-1. 6-1's not terrible.
They've given up, 23 points in 2 weeks? You're giving them a
It's about confidence, Zoe.
That's different.
It's
okay.
About real, well, no, it's not different. It's what we were discussing. It's not a grade on how they've done.
Right. It's your confidence.
Your,
yeah, okay.
It's a confidence score.
Correct.
You feel great about them?
Yeah. Feel great. No, I don't feel great. I feel good. I think the offense, I think you got a good game manager and a quarterback. What?
Nothing.
How you doing?
No, seriously, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing today?
617-779-0985. Ralph's in Methuen. Ralph.
Hi. I think a lot of people are worried about the tight ends not playing that well, but they're not Gronk. Gronk was one of the best two-way tight ends of all time. He blocked better and caught better than either one of these guys.
No, we're not worried about them not playing that well. They're not playing. They haven't been played enough. That, I think that's what people are worried about. How come they haven't been incorporated more into the offense?
Well, I think you saw it in that, you know, it's a perfect example of the game yesterday. You have one quarterback throwing all over the place and getting picked off four times, and you have somebody managing the game and winning. Mm. I mean, you got to give these guys time. Gronk has been playing with Brady for 10 years. You know, Brady, one of the best of all time. Of course he's going to look great, and they're not going to look so good after two games together and hardly any preseason. You got to give them some time, and you got to give the quarterback some time.
Yeah, you're right. All you're right. People... No, it's my impatience. I take full ownership of it. You're right. I think they're probably doing the right thing with Mac. It's just frustrating for me seeing him down into the red zone again and choosing to run the ball a few times before settling for a field goal. Yeah. When the game was in hand, it's like, okay, here's a chance. How about one time you allow the kid to throw one into the end zone to one of your tight ends? Just once during two games. That's all I'm asking for.
So
I don't want
sexy.
On every freaking play.
It's so not sexy. I'm with you on it. It's so not sexy. It doesn't get you like over the top excited. You know, they pushed the ball with Garoppolo in his starts. Like when he got it, but people got to remember, he was in the system for 4 years. I know it was new. It was his first start. They pushed it downfield right away in Arizona. Came back. They were slinging it all over the field with Miami. But he was in the system for 4 years. This kid's been here for 4 months. They're going to bring him along slowly. They made sure they won that game. And they were going to chew clock, and he was going to control it and not make mistakes and get rid of the ball and protect it. Get down there, get a win, and then let's get to the next week.
Andrew's in Boston. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey.
So listen, Josh McDaniels, most overrated offensive coordinator of all time. He owes his entire career to Rob Gronkowski. Without Gronk, Brady's not getting all of those check down passes out of the backfield. In fact, I think Brady's career was extended just because Gronk was there. When Gronk was there, my son could have designed an offense around him alone. Josh McDaniels deserves no credit for anything that happened during that period of time. I believe it all falls on Gronk. As far as bringing the kid along slowly, I agree with that to a point. But the kid's got moxie. You've got to turn him loose, especially against the Dolphins. I mean, that's who we practice on. You don't want to turn him loose in a crucial situation against Tampa Bay. You bring the kid along, but you've got to let him do his thing. That's why we put him there. And I think Josh is just way too timid. And some of his play calls, some of these runs that he's calling, just ill-timed, and everybody knows that it's coming. Furthermore, one more point on the defense.
Yep.
I have confidence on the defense only because Belichick has proven over the course of time that he will get these guys ready when the time comes. I don't have that same confidence with McDaniels. I would like to see a more sense of urgency out of the front seven. They're not getting any push. And when I watch some of these other teams playing on these night, you know, Sunday night, Monday night games, they are getting after it. They're pushing. They want to be there. They want to drive these guys back. It's just not happening with the Pats defense, but I think they'll get there.
What are you laughing at?
Hardy got a great tweet yesterday. Great tweet that is worth mentioning following Andrew's point.
It's from Gronkenstein. It's probably a Rob Gronkowski fan. At Gronkenstein 1.
It's just funny. It's a funny tweet.
He tweeted me yesterday. He said, Hardy, it feels like Matt Patricia has his grubby little hands all over this defense. Not aggressive, not creative, unable to stop the run, and playing bend, don't break rather than a punch you in the face style. Where's the aggression? Where's the creativity? Yuck.
They're back to that again.
You got to have faith in people to cover, to go after people.
Well, you remember the difference when Matt Patricia left and Brian Flores took over the defense.
Yeah.
You remember that, you know, things look different. To Gronkenstein on Twitter, feels like
it's a good nickname.
This looks more like a Matt Patricia defense now, again. Does it?
I don't know. I don't know what they are. I don't. You got to give them more time here. I mean, we're attacking them, you know, after two games where, like I said, in the first segment, you're bringing up a practice squad guy to play him in week two. What are we doing? You got bodies on the outside. You got depth. Are those guys really just spot guys, Uche and Winovich? They should play more.
Do you think their linebackers are versatile enough?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
And all of them sort of have certain things they do better. You look at some of these guys, that's a good player in the run game. Put him in on passing downs. You sort of look at it and say, listen, I know that there's so many packages now. But
I agree. But Brady's coming in 2 weeks. If he's in huddle, he looks over and he sees number 8 on the field. What do you think? He's smiling. Like, I got tight ends and guys, we're gonna go vertical, we're gonna run drags, and he's gonna be chasing.
He can't cover.
And that's a problem. See, that's cover. There's gonna be times where you're gonna just have to take him out. I know they want to put him out there because they think he's physical and he is. He's physical.
He's big.
He looks thicker, he looks strong, and that's the tease. You want that in the middle of your defense. But you also got to remember, it's a throwing league now. He could play 50 snaps against a run if you're facing a running team. What's the next running team's coming in? Kamara?
Phil Perry talked about this pregame on Sunday. He said there were teams when Juwan Bentley came out, and he was coming out at 260 when he came out of college. He's now down around 240. He said at 260, tons of teams said, oh, no shot, we're not taking that guy. He's just not what the current day linebacker should look like. And the Patriots were all over because they still don't mind those bigger bodied linebackers, which when you just talk about it, so you said, who's the next running team coming in? Is it a running league anymore?
Yeah.
I look at all of their guys and say, they're sort of specific to what they do. They all sort of have certain things they do well.
Preseason, I didn't think Hightower and Van Noy were moving that well. And I know Van Noy's been dealing with an injury. So he had a leg injury. I don't know exactly what it is. They don't tell you, but, you know, just he didn't look right. Well,
Van Noy's got a throat injury now. Right. Throat injury.
Punch him in the neck?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I think of Hardy a throat injury.
Out with the throat injury. Wow, that's not nice.
Somebody else might get a throat injury
that's
by the end of this
nice hour,
huh?
Nick in the car. Nick.
Hey, guys. As it relates to Mac Jones, like if we're going to go with the patient approach and the conservative game plan, which honestly I agree with for the sake of his development and doing the right thing for the quarterback and bringing him along and all that, I don't really see how this team is going to be better than like an 8, maybe a 9 win team this year, like barely. Like the teams that they're going to be playing are high flying offenses that they're not going to be able to keep up with themselves if they keep going this way. And if you're lacking that much confidence in the defense, then they're going to get just trounced every single time. They get the Jets one more time that they can take advantage of. The Texans and the Jags, that should be easy wins. And then after that, I mean, I don't really see the path for them winning.
You're not wrong, but do you really believe that they're going to continue this way the entire season?
No.
How is the offense? Do you see the offense actually like going high flying with the weapons that they have?
Not high flying. No, that's too far. That's too much. Let's not say high-flying. They're not a high-flying offense.
Nope.
If they consistently move the ball through the air, then that's a change from where they're at now.
Yeah. Yep.
Not high flying. Give me a break.
I mean, look at the early days, right?
Oh, if they're not going to match Brady, then no. I mean, give me a break.
Well, it's different now. He's in a different stratosphere. Like, but at the beginning of his career, you go back to 01, and like we talked about, you know, setting records for passes thrown behind the line of scrimmage. You know, it was Troy Brown, it was Givens, Patton, those guys.
But he's not wrong. If they continue to play like this,
was a tight end.
I mean, if they play like this the whole year, they will have a losing record. They will not have a winning record.
Correct. Correct. They're making too many mistakes.
They're making too many mistakes.
Penalties,
also,
balls on the ground.
They're also trying to lead their offense with two running backs.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. It's not sustainable. I mean, it's good for now. It's great for now, actually. I think those guys are putting in a lot of work to keep them afloat offensively while they stay conservative. And they try and figure out how to get guys open because they haven't figured out how to do that consistently yet.
You know, everybody makes fun of Sony Michel. I just wonder if there's going to be a day here in the next 4 or 5 weeks where you're going to regret trading that guy.
Oh, yeah. That day was... like 2 weeks ago.
Last Sunday.
Did you see it at the Dolphins when they buried Ramondre Stevenson and then made him inactive for the game? Could have used Sony Michel this week.
Yep.
Sony Michel doesn't fumble.
Thank God for James White.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, do they regret it in terms of, oh, they could. Hey,
no,
man,
but I'm
the
just
day would have been so much easier with Sony Michel. No, but it'd be nice to have him. That's all.
Damon Harris, say he gets a shoulder. It's going to hurt him for about 3 weeks. You know?
What do you want to see this week for the Patriots to have your confidence? Again, confidence a theme today. Going into the game against the Bucs, they get the Saints this Sunday. What do they have to do to make you believe that they're going to be competitive in a couple of games in week four? We'll get to that coming up next. More of your calls, and we'll air the grievances at 10:50.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton. Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds. I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots have one more game before they face old friend Tom Brady. It's the Saints this weekend at home. Playing off what we've talked about this morning in terms of where do you have more confidence? You have more confidence in the defense or the offense? What do you want to see Sunday to make yourself think the Patriots will at least be competitive for half a game against Brady in week four?
I just need to see number 84 and number 15 make one hell of a play. Whether it's a deep back shoulder throw to where you go up and you toe tap both feet in, you elevate and go get the ball above somebody, instead of to where we got to draw it up to where it's a pick play and it's a little slip screen, then we're trying to get them the right. No. Vertical play. Vertical down the field play by 84 or 15. And that's Aguilar and Bourne. Because you're going to be in a foot race next week. And you're going to be a little bit of a track meet. And that team that's coming in here, here's your gas pedal. And it's not like taking the foot off. Once they start going, they're down to the floor. And you better be able to counter that.
Do you want the track meet against Brady?
No, you got to slow it down. They're going to run the hell out of the ball. They're going to try and run the hell out of the ball. And you got to play keep away from him like you played keep away from Mahomes. It's going to be a Kansas City type game plan.
And you, as part of that, you're totally right. But what I wanted to just add is, if you can stop the run against Tampa Bay and you force Brady to want to throw on every freaking down, at some point, the Tampa Bay Bucs will not be taking time off the clock. And not every single drive they have that day is going to be successful. They need to stop Kamara this week. They need to make sure they don't give up yards on the ground. And the guy is struggling right now, and hopefully that's easier said than done. They've got to fix this. This is their biggest issue defensively. I know what you're saying. They got to cover. You got to figure out a way to cover. That's fine, but the Bucs are going to get their plays. They're going to complete passes.
Right, and you've always said that against Kansas City, too.
They're going to do it. The Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are going to throw the football on you.
Yep.
They are going to gain yards in the air. Make them one-dimensional, at least. Take away the run. At least just make sure that they have to get all their yards through the air. It's a harder way to play the game. They've got to stop the run. It's so disappointing that they can't stop the freaking run so far. It's a major, major disappointment.
I can't believe how badly Godchild's getting blocked. Like walled off by guys. I look at the rosters. I'm sitting there looking at me. I never heard of these guards and centers. You know, through 2 weeks, these aren't your mauling big offensive line. It's Joe Tooney and company. And the Saints have some good linemen. Saints have some high priced linemen. So, if you could do that against this line of Kamara, that would show me a little bit of something. I'm with you on that defensively. You need to do that on defense, and you need to make a couple plays down.
You know,
the field.
Through 2 weeks of a rookie quarterback, if you're complaining that they're too conservative and they're not,
say
not
a quarterback,
letting it rip. You know, that's sort of the type of thing you're supposed to be complaining about through two weeks of a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
that's just sort of the norm.
Would you rather have any of these other quarterbacks who are struggling right now, and the teams are just putting everything on them? Instead of taking care of this kid, and this kid's going to be your future, and build him up slowly, and win games. Should be 2-0.
Well, it's interesting.
If you didn't fumble, you'd be 2-0.
You loved Zach Wilson coming out. You thought he was the best one in the crop, right?
Yeah.
Would you? Okay, if you switched.
No, from an arm strength standpoint, his arm.
You liked him. You said if you could draft one, that was your guy. You said that all spring.
Yeah.
Don't back down off that.
I'm not backing down off it.
All right, would you flip the quarterbacks? Would you take him? And do you think if the two quarterbacks were flipped on Sunday between the Jets and Patriots, the Patriots still win?
Yes. Yeah, you would manage that kid the same way you're managing this kid. It'd be no different. It'd be no different for Trey Lance. You know, Justin Fields, you're probably doing some RPO stuff. But I don't think they come out doing RPO stuff with him, getting him killed early in his career.
I'd still rather have Mac Jones over Zach Wilson. Because going into this game, everybody said, force Zach Wilson to sit there and make decisions in the pocket. That's where he fails. When he can't be on the run, and he's going to sit back.
Can't function within a system.
And sort of function in a system and digest what's in front of him and figure it out and deliver the ball. If you can't do that, that's a project now. You don't need a project. I've always been in favor of start your rookie quarterback right away. Start your first-round pick right away. I am in favor of that. I am. Felger's been complaining about it. You people that say you're going to start the guy. You drafted him in the first round. Can he play or not? If you're drafting a guy in the first round, he's supposed to be able to play.
If you're the number one or number two pick, you're playing those guys.
And if he sucks.
But how much of that beetle?
And if you're telling me that if you flip the guys that Zach Wilson could still win on Sunday, well, then the problem isn't Zach Wilson, really. It's really his... another crappy coaching staff.
That's the problem.
Why are they having him throw the ball all over the place?
Yeah.
That's not on the guy. You should still be starting the guy. He's not evidence against starting a rookie.
If you had Jimmy Garoppolo here, would you still say that?
No, you'd be up and running because you know what Jimmy can do after being in the system for 4 years.
I'm not totally following you. If you mean...
Would you still be clamoring to start Mac Jones if you had a suitable backup and a veteran presence?
He's saying, would you, if you had Garoppolo and Mac Jones?
Oh, so you have both on the roster.
Right.
Well, no, because you have a quarterback.
Okay.
If you don't have a quarterback, you shouldn't be looking for one to avoid starting your rookie. That's my take on that.
You brought up Felger. Yeah. And one of Felger's points yesterday was like, in San Francisco, they're doing it right. They have a veteran. They're paying him too much, probably. But that, you know, that model is he's just fine with that. And that's a luxury that not all teams have.
No, right. That's sort of a different circumstance. I'm talking about Patriots and Jets. They're both starting their rookies. They're both right to be doing it. They just have a bad coaching staff there.
Yeah.
To be fair,
those teams don't have quarterbacks.
Because I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
Play him. Let's find out if he can play. However, what's their other choice?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. You had to call earlier, ripping McDaniels.
Well, look at Chicago. They went and signed Andy Dalton to avoid starting the guy they just drafted.
And they have Foles.
What are you doing?
And they have Foles.
How about you coach the kid if you're supposed to be a great coach,
Foles.
Nagy? Why don't you coach the kid and have him start for you?
Yeah, or play Foles.
See, we had that caller sitting here ripping the worst coordinator in history, Josh McDaniels. Would you rather have Mac Jones with Josh McDaniels or Mike LaFleur, who was the offensive coordinator across the street this past week with the Jets? That guy's going to get his guy killed. I'd rather have McDaniels.
And by the way, I would just to respond to those McDaniels thoughts this morning, I would say this. Maybe you're right. I mean, I don't agree with you. I don't think that's the case. I think Josh McDaniels is excellent. In fact, I want him as the next Patriots head coach.
Bingo.
But listen, I get what you're saying. He's had Brady. He's had Gronkowski. He's had great players for much of his career in New England. Yep. I get that. So you want to see it without Brady. I'm just not ready to make that determination after 2 weeks with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
That now you've got sort of your proof that because it's been conservative and because they have not moved the ball particularly well, that he stinks. He might stink. Maybe we find out he's absolutely terrible without Tom Brady. Maybe that happens. I would just say give it a little bit more time before you jump to that conclusion, because that seems like you already feel that way and you're just desperate for any sort of proof to say you're right. 617-779-0985. We've got to get more creative on this show. That's the message from management today. We'll explain and tell you what conversation happened this morning in these very four walls of this building.
Your luck is door.
At Beasley Media Boston. Management not happy with the program. We'll explain next.
You people can respond.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
But
it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How were the Stones last night? So good.
I started cracking up.
Did they do it?
Shattered.
Did they do it?
Oh yeah. Mick can sing. He can still sing. They look old. They're old. Obviously,
they are old.
Oh, they're.
But the band was great. Like we saw them about 4 years ago, and it was a much smaller band. But now they have like 10, 12 people, like the background singers and the trumpets. And,
full crew.
Yeah. It was great. Right. Great show.
Well, let me give you the full background on what I'm about to tell you. About a week ago, Jim Louth said to us as a show that we were being encouraged to come up with a creative idea to give away our tickets to the Brady game, because we will, of course, be giving away tickets on the show. And we heard that, and we sort of filed it away, like, oh, okay, that's not for a few weeks down the road.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
We're all working six, sometimes 7 days a week in Hardy's case, and we're just busy, and it's the start of the football season. And
coaching
we're sort of
now?
Focused on
3 hours a night?
Stuff.
I'm going to play Louth advocate on this. You say filed it away. Louth would say blew it off.
I forgot about it. Honestly, I forgot about it.
Filed it away.
Blew it off.
Filed that one away. And so this morning,
Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Louth's Advocate.
Can't we just do a ticket weasel?
No, that's not our idea. So he came into the office this morning when I was on the phone with T-Bone.
Trying to plan a show.
Oh, boy.
At the most ludicrous time.
Oh, no.
Really. As we're trying to put down the rundown for the day, the list of things we do here. And so he says, I've got two of the three shows, their creative ideas for giving away tickets. Why don't you have one? Why don't you be more creative? Why don't you guys make an effort to be more creative as a show?
No, we're always asking to be more creative.
And I said, okay, yeah, what? Yeah. And he said, you know, for always complaining about how you don't get to be creative. And I said, I'm sorry, what? When has
that
ever been a complaint that we are not allowed to be creative or we're not allowed to have ideas and do creative things? When has that ever been a complaint? And T-Bone said, I've never said that. I said, Jim, please tell me when I have ever said that to you or anybody else or Hardy. And he said, well, Zoe complains about it all the time. And said,
I complain?
Said that we are very boring in how we give away tickets with caller 10. or caller 9 or caller 12 or whatever it is we make it. He said Zoe's always complaining about that. So we don't make it fun.
I must have fun.
Is that something you've complained about?
I don't recall that.
Well, the problem is with you is that you complain about so many things.
I mean, yeah, caller number 10 to the contest. Like, ooh, let's give caller number 12 Tom Brady's number.
So maybe you did.
I maybe broke your
balls.
Maybe
you did. Maybe you did complain. And
that's not a complaint. I'm making fun of it.
Well, that's what T-Bone
I make fun of things. I make fun of people.
Zoe complains about everything. So what does that mean?
Do I?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you've got a complaint about just about everything.
You talk crap on everybody. And
you never stop talking crap. But that was no, I don't think it has. And so that was T-Bone's case in defending you. That well, when you talk crap, it means significantly less than when anyone else talks crap about something because for you, it's just sort of what you do.
It's my lingo.
It's just how you operate.
Yeah, that's fine.
Complaining is how you operate around here, so it just should get sort of. That should get filed away.
Just be loud and obnoxious.
That
yeah.
should just file that away if Zoe's complaining. And then he started to get more and more agitated with us not coming up with an idea, like on the spot. I think he wanted one on the spot. I said, all right, we'll come up with something. And we'll come up. Well, when? When are you going to come up with it? And that's when
I said, it's 9:50. We're probably trying to do a show.
That's when I dropped a line on him that I think has him very upset.
Which was?
When I said, I didn't know we had effing... a promotions director under our titles. I didn't know that we're now in charge of that too.
Oh boy.
Yes. And I said it kiddingly. I didn't say it in a nasty way.
Did they make him like
I was
captain?
Laughing.
They
like,
were laughing.
We were laughing.
Did they make him captain of the promotions team?
T-Bone and I were in, I was driving and I was in tears laughing at how ridiculous the conversation was. So I was absolutely laughing as I said it, but he was not in a laughing mood. Jim was not in a laughing mood this morning. This was the most amazing part.
Oh, Jesus. Did I call it or what?
He then said, maybe if you had a good producer, you'd have a producer who was rallying you and motivating you to come up with that creative idea. And that cut T-Bone deep. That cut real deep.
We couldn't even hear to do the time and think because T-Bone couldn't even speak up to Hardy.
Jesus. Can I give a quick 20 seconds on what really happened?
T-Bone, yes. Was I accurate? I did a very good job in accurately portraying that.
Here we go. No, Jim wants to. Now Jim wants.
No, I did say. Listen, the producer should be, you know, handling that. That's all.
I agree with you.
That's not all you said.
But can you tell where the conversation took a turn right at the beginning of the conversation?
With what?
When I came in and said, "Hey, you guys have anything for the Brady contest? You know, it's only a week away."
Right. Fair question. And
on the speakerphone, I heard, what are we, the promotions director now?
Yeah, I said that line. I said,
no, that's the first line you said.
The promotions title. It was very early in the conversation.
The very first line. And that's when I started in because I was preparing to come in and say, hey, what do you guys have? All right, let me know by the end of the day, whatever.
By the end of the day.
Okay,
we
so
better get
until
on
Beatles
this.
Said, what are we, the promotions director now? It's like he gave his jab and then backed away. I didn't do anything.
I'm kind of with corporate Louth on this one. If he had come to you and said, hey, promotions came up with this idea for you to give away the tickets, I know at least one of us would complain about it and say like, oh, that's a great idea. Why don't you let's come up with something else? Is that a fair prediction as to how that would go?
Yeah. what about best catered? What about best catered lunch next week? Get some tickets. 5 days of fully catered lunches.
So
bottom line is this is the biggest ticket ever, right? Yeah, do you want somebody that happens to call in and caller 10, or do you want somebody that like earns the ticket?
Let somebody earn it.
Okay, but what are the parameters when you say come up with something creative? It still has to be something on the phone. It's not like we're throwing an event outside.
Yeah, you can't like have people
on the phone.
We're not taking the sledgehammer to the cars again, are we? Remember when TNR did that? Do you remember that?
People can send you like cameos on why they should be the winner of the tickets.
Was Chachi upstairs dropping TVs or something or pianos?
Yeah, remember that? Dropping the stuff off the roof, smashing out the lights on the cars.
Well, if you come up with the idea early enough, we can vet this stuff out.
Oh.
If you come up with it next Monday, then it's going to be harder.
Jim, how busy I've been.
Jim, do you accept that maybe it would have... I wonder if you had instilled in us maybe more of a deadline and more of a... an edict to come up with something by a certain date, especially if it's more, you know, detailed, then we can get it. Like, do you accept responsibility for that side of it? Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
So Jim's expecting.
That's a learning experience for me.
Jim's accepting, you know, his role in this and not being firm enough with it, saying, hey, whatever you're going to do for the tickets, I want it by this date, and then we can do whatever you guys want, but we may need some more time. For our side of it, one of us has already admitted to just kind of blowing it off or forgetting about it. You know, and I'm right there with Zoe. I kind of forgot about it. Mm-hmm. So that's on us.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. But I'll accept any responsibility, whatever you want to put on me, that's fine. The comment about T-Bone, though. Oof.
That felt personal. That feels like a louth T-Bone.
Like a louth tell me to go F myself. Ah, whatever.
Yeah, that's probably out of line. But listen, no, that I know from experience from the last 5 years. We got to tell you once and then remind you 17 times.
Well, you should have.
Well, you think T-Bone would have picked that up off here? He just sits there and stares at a wall.
Okay. Well, now, don't attack T-Bone, but Jim just admitted that he should have known better and does know better, and yet he didn't do better.
Jim does that to me. Get your vacation days.
By the end of the day is what you're telling us.
Well, now the pressure's on. You spent 10 minutes talking about it. The pressure's on to come up with a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll come up with something by the end of the headlines. Fight Club. They're not going to see that coming.
Nope.
Walk in here thinking you're going to win tickets, and you just beat the crap out of you.
You got to fight Louth. You got to come in and fight Louth. Whoever knocks Louth out gets it.
I have the tickets. They have to get him out of me?
Yeah. Yep.
And fight T-Bone.
Put them in your teeth. Oh, no, it's ticketless. That's right.
Yeah, are we going to be able to transfer those tickets electronically?
What am I, the promotions director now, too?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, that was a good line.
You laughed.
How many pissed off people are there? There's three on Twitter that just hate when Louth talks. They're going to be so mad.
Well,
Louth
talks. It's that one guy.
It's one guy.
Shut up. My brother. My brother's burner.
Seriously, what a great contest. We put the tickets in T-Bone's front pocket. Come get them. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
They're not paper tickets anymore.
Okay, but...
Patriots ruined that for us.
A symbolic version of the tickets. T-Bone's got them in his front pocket. Take them away from him. Oh, the spectacle. Be like the Roman Coliseum.
Giddy up.
Great.
Giddy up.
So now we've got to come up with a legitimately, you know, executable idea now.
Well, just call now if you want the tickets. You never know if we'll give them away now. Might just not wait till next week.
We won't. How about the best food for thought?
Stop it. Don't. That's not helpful.
Food for thought. All right, we'll think about
best,
it.
Best chant. You're going to chant when Brady's
I think in 2 seconds we already came up with a pretty good one.
Which was?
Fight Club.
Well, we were just throwing it against the wall.
We'll tell you more about it. 617-779-0985.
We got time. We'll file it away.
Well, the question is, will
we
there
really
be...
don't. We don't have time.
What the hell else are we going to do?
We do. We got 3 hours.
We got 3 hours.
To figure this out.
Let's get to the headlines now.
We're right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.